what I feel.
So we are looking at that. What are you feeling?
Workers of St. Pavilion Church,
what are you feeling? Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. So we are looking at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So we say the instructions of Jesus and scriptures in Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, John 20 are instructions that calls us into God's building project in the earth. We look at that, right? We've been called into God's building project in the earth. God is building in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is building in the earth.
The song we used to sing one like that one time. That I don't get to sing it again. And the God is building.
It's God is together. The outcast of Israel. He would look at that. Binding all their wounds, is gathering together all the outcasts of Israel. The Lord is building Jerusalem. The Lord is building Jerusalem. The Lord is building.
Not Jerusalem, it's Israel.
Is gathering together the outcasts of Israel. Heal the broken hearts. He's binding all their wounds. He's gathering together the outcasts of Israel. The Lord is building Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's Ezekiel, right? And it's very easy to refer to the Great Commission.
Hallelujah.
He's gathering together the outcasts, meaning those who are, you know, the Bible says, who were aliens from the commonwealth.
Hallelujah, of Israel.
And Israel, there is no Israel in Asia. No. Israel means God's people.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Shalom. Shalom. I don't get to understand that much. But you know, that's what God is doing in the earth.
He's gathering his people.
Hallelujah. Building us, his armies all over the earth. Formidable armies in the whole earth. That's what God is doing. I see what he's doing. I say, Lord, I'm a partaker of that which you are doing in the earth today. Hallelujah.
I pray my voice will permit me for you to hear me tonight. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I ask us to open. This is 9. Paul says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's peer. Say, according to the grace of God, which is given me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builded there. But let everyone take heed how he builds upon. For all our foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ. Say, if anyone builds upon this foundation, could save a precious stone. Would he stop every man's work shall be tested. Every man's work shall be made manifest by fire. But the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sorts it is. Hallelujah. Every man's work. Hallelujah. So we say, we are co-workers together with God. Hallelujah. So we're co-laborers together with Christ. We're co-laborers. And we say that's co-laborers. We are not on the same, see, let me warn you. You're not on the same scale. We demand equal. That's nonsense. See, we demand equal. We've got to have 50. We've got to have 100. We have 100. No. He doesn't say, listen. He is the curious. He's the master. Hallelujah. He's the master. For he has chosen to. He has chosen that we partner with him. that way. Hallelujah. To walk with man.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
To lead other men.
Therefore,
we said, we are building with him. And we began looking at, how are you building?
We saw that people can
derail and start building their own building. And start building their own thing. That is different from how God. So there is a pattern to build. And that pattern is what we will find in the foundational apostles. We find it in the scriptures. We set for us that pattern, which is Christ. Hallelujah. There is a pattern to build. Therefore, Paul says in Acts of Apostles chapter 28. Let me tell you, Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 28. Paul says, you take heed unto yourselves. Take heed to yourselves. Take heed to yourselves. And to their flocks. There's that. To thyself and to all the flocks. Over they which the Holy Ghost had made thee overseers. I would say overseers means you are handling something for another person.
Hallelujah.
Has made thee overseers. You should take it to yourself. And everyone will say, watch your appetite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What will happen that? It is unto the flock. Take heed to the flock. Hallelujah. It is which the Holy Ghost has made the overseer. So that means you have a responsibility to watch over the flocks. Together at the local church, we have a responsibility. A responsibility to watch for them. See, you play a vital role in their lives. You do. You do. The local church plays a vital role in the life of the believer. Don't think you don't play a role, you play a vital role in their life. A vital one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
So play a vital role. And that is what I earlier when we were talking about, what kind of examples are you setting? Say, take it to yourselves. What kind of examples are you setting? You must set godly examples. What's your appetite? Hallelujah. Take it to yourself and your flock. What are you imbibing in the flocks?
Okay, and then you say, no!
You must know what you are building. Hold it away. And what are you building? That this one will grow. Hallelujah. You know what you are building. So what are you imbibing in them? What attitude are you seeing? The role you play is a role that parents cannot play. Being just a parent in the natural cannot. It's a role. Hallelujah. To play a spiritual parenting role that you even show in the natural. Amen. You play that kind of role. You play a vital role in their lives. Therefore, you must ask yourself, what attitude am I inculcating? What am I building in them? So we said, you play an example. You cannot say you are leading the flock and you are leading bad examples in your believer's work. God also led me to the flock. And, you know, I want to say something now. Example also means you can take sacrifices. Leave it. You must live a sacrificial life for the flock. Sacrificial life. Yeah, the thing is like this. I said about it to some of the pastors. There are things I love to do, that I would like to do, but because I'm your pastor, for example, I would love to write things years back. Because I'm your pastor, I can take them. For the sake of the flocks. Hold on, everybody. I can go. The day you are a worker, the sign of your growth is that your decision in life will be hovering around your flocks, around the ministry, the work. Hallelujah. So what are you buying? Why are you buying that? That thing would emanate by observation. The sacrificial life. Sacrificial life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sacrificial life. Paul says we have become examples to you. Referring to himself and Barnabas. So we become an example. Become a sample. That's not. You must know what you're building. You must know. I'm building godly character. I'm building godly fear. Hallelujah. Then it comes into the activities you involve them with. No, look at Jesus. We always read Jesus, let's pray, right? Right? Then in Luke 18, he told them, and he spoke to them concerning prayer, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. By chapter 22 of Luke, he told Peter, James and John, let's go and pray. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. That means as a leader, you are not just there to give instruction. Pray by two. Pray by three. Do two in prayer. You should have peace. When you have peace, you pray. Wait. You have picked them and say, let's go and pray. Let's pray together. Let's go and pray together. Amen. You have building that attitude. Let's pray. Around our spirit. So you teach them to pray long. You teach them to go distance. I'm not saying you don't really grow them, let's go and pray, and you are praying 10 hours. How? Amen. You grow them. Hallelujah. 1 hour, 12. But you are praying. They are seeing you pray, and you are teaching them to the art of prayer. You are teaching them by precept and by example. Because that's how you are teaching. Take them out, not just to pray, also you lead them to win souls. You take them out, there are things you take them out, let them see you win souls, because you are a father figure. What do I mean? You are a leader figure, so you have to teach them how to win souls. You have to teach them, if not, you allow them to go and win souls. They will not just win souls. They will win everything together. But you have to teach them. Hallelujah. You have to teach them. They see you say. They see you through the Bible. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Know that you are taking them out to go and learn it, to go and to see you do evangelism, and you are living in evangelism, and you are not opening the Bible. No, don't be like a bad example. Hallelujah. The person you are talking to doesn't have a Bible. You are giving the person your Bible. You are reading this. They are seeing how you are doing evangelism. Hallelujah. That is the same way they will carry on evangelism. You are leading by example. Hope you are hearing me. You are leading by example. So leading by example in family life is not just praying for them. It's good to pray for them, but you also lead them to pray. Hallelujah. You lead them to pray. Because now when you give them instructions to pray, they know the standpoint you are coming from. Hallelujah. When you tell them pray, they know. You've seen you pray, right? They've prayed with you. They heard you teach your prayer. Now they can pray more. Hallelujah. You are imbibing godly character. Godly character. So what is your filling up like? Fill up is about to go and teach. What's your filling up like? Sometimes your phone up, you need to go and pray. Go and invite your heart to fill up. Come hear me. You go to see your imagine. As you talk, let's pray. Anyway, maybe in your house, maybe just let's pray. And they join you to pray. And you're praying. You're teaching them how to even catch bodies. So we didn't know. You were taught to catch bodies by precepts. So I was in my brother's attended GPR one day and we saw people were burning and they cursed. Even before the explanation of what it is. So it's later on and I explained, but people cursed. Hallelujah. Christians are wow. Christians. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not yet there. I'm not yet there. I'm telling you. So you lead them to pray. You lead them. Something also that many times we've overlooked, and I'm going to point it out just later tonight. You also teach them to dress. You teach them how to talk. You imbibe it in them. Hallelujah. These are godly characters. But also teach them. That they do not be hypocrites. Because it's easy for them to carry on a wound in the world into the church. Well, it's easy. And the world, they were baby loose. They now become baby loose in the body of Christ. That will be baby. Because it has baby bodies. Amen. We will go into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you should know what you are building. So that when you see someone, you don't even have to teach you this. No. You want to know. Amen. But if this spot can rebuke you, because you didn't know. No matter what I'm being. You should know what you're being. Hallelujah. You should know what you're being. How? I know what I'm being. I know what is in the world. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's good.
Hallelujah.
It's good.
So you spend time with them to pray. Remember, it's Christ your beauty. It's Christ your beauty. To build self is idol worship. To live, to take the center stage is idol worship. So you know what you're doing. Hallelujah. Christ and Him alone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me show you something else. Peter, in verse Peter, we see chapter 5. I think this is going to be very short, very short. First Peter 5. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight down. Feed the flock. That is the teaching of the word. It is the teaching of the word. then went to God.
Spend time teaching them. You take them to pray, you teach them prayer. You spend quality time to teach them. To teach them. You are being examples. So that means, listen, in teaching of the word, and that is what is really vital. In teaching, look up here. It's a very important part of teaching that you must understand. In teaching, you are not bombarding them. You are not bombarding them. No. For us as a church, what do I teach you? What do I teach you? We find that there is a pattern of growth in the teaching. That's why I teach us. You must learn to teach. Because you are learning something today, you are bombarding your disciples. You are using them to fry egg. Using them to fry egg. Say that, let me shock you. You are teaching your disciples and you are telling them, let me shock you. Are you high tension wire? Then let me give you what? Do you know? Just, no, this is not what I want to teach you to do, but let me just drop this one. To show that you know the word. What day? Can you see that? Can you do that? Then just let me just drop this one here. And I said, do you know? There is what is called the hierarchy, and it's nonsense you are saying. We call the hierarchy of angels. Oh, you don't know. When the Bible says true principality, there's a hierarchy. You don't know that. But let's continue. Let's look at what I have for you today. One more thing. Baby scouts. Your appetite is still moving you. Your stomach is your problem. But you have to leave your disciples know you have the word. And you don't have nothing. That is a sign of you know nothing. 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 So do you know what? Just keep them simple. Look on them. Let's give you this. Let's just drop this. No, the Bible says, Jacob the Lord loves and Esau hates, and you know what it means. Until you bring yours, and you don't even know. Hey, what does it mean? You don't understand. No, let me even shock you. Genesis. Oh, no, Genesis. Don't shake up. You are doing like Boy Scouts. Go on, teach the person math. Open to Genesis. You have to just give me a shock. Now the person will say, ah, Lord. Open to Genesis. Open. See, that tree, there was no tree. So this guy just got there's really no tree there. The serpent is called Nakash. Who says? No, let me show you one more thing, last one. Genesis. Who did he call sons of God? Angels. Do you know mysteries? You are using them to wash plates. At the end, you know what that thing leads to? You don't have any pattern of growth. And you are the leader. You don't have any pattern of growth. You're not becoming to miss you every day. Sir, please. That Genesis, I was looking at. Because the people you are teaching, they will go further. That Genesis. Is it not I was looking up Genesis in line with one encyclopedia, and they said something that looks similar to what you said, that Garden of Eden has something to do with ancient Mesopotamia. Those you have caused. You caused this new. See, you are hearing me. You caused the state of that. Can you explain the mystery behind the sun and the moon? caused it. He did not build me. In building, there's what is called, in training people, there's what is called building blocks. Yeah. Don't go and teach what pastor is teaching in church. What's in there? I'm telling you. I want to teach people the revelation of God's series in church. Church I just started, or people just, in works you just started 2 months. You are teaching the revelation of God's series. You are the real dumb. You are a dumb man of a dumb nation. I want to teach you. Why not start? You've never even told the person about the reality of being a Christian. You can teach the reality of the believer's life for 1 year. Yes. And the person will keep asking you questions on it. Just understand. So you can't teach it like that. You have old messages. God get those messages and listen to them. Teach the person prayer. Teach the person evangelism. Teach the person the believer's talk. Confession reality. Hallelujah. Look at those of you who come around who have teachings. Hallelujah. I have one teaching, one teaching like that. It is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Right. Because that's what they need to know. Hallelujah. What they need to know is their helper, advocate. They even talk about that. You are building them. You know where you are going. How is teaching pneumaticals? So they are teaching. I want to, you know, you follow up with a pure Bible. Let me teach you hermeneutics. How? Let me teach you pneumaticals. We name pneumaticals, they mean pneuma. Is our leader has the word. Who are you competing with? This, you know, Garba. Who are you competing with? I want to hear it first from your mouth. So, I don't know what, how you do. Hallelujah. But they come to church and they hear you teach. Most times. When they come to church and they hear you teach, they really don't understand what you're teaching. I'm serious. But you teach them basics. So the basics they are learning is thinking what they are hearing. Okay, that's the basics. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching them. In my father's house are many mansions. Imagine you're not teaching them. You know what is Nakash. The Nakash. You know who that God to. Nakash is used for God. And then the brother or the sister will not run the asking. That means they have mansions in heaven. The one you're supposed to teach, they're teaching nonsense. Hallelujah. But you must have a pattern. Okay, anyway. You don't start baby. You don't start giving a little bit like at 1 month old. You are forcing that put down the throat. You start with breast milk, Cerelac. Or you know breast milk. It's any good. Man. Cerelac. Like that the child is going, pop. Use pap to open the stomach. Pap. You smell smell. You know, just give that a little spoon for food. Come. Sorry. Amen. You have to grow the child. Hallelujah. Amen. And that must flow together with the Father. You can't be praying for them and you are giving them all those heavy words. Pray, they grow the knowledge of your word, they grow the knowledge of your word, and you pray, and then you are going to meet them. I'm not telling them what you are learning now. You want them to grow. You are destroying what you are building. Hallelujah. So you watch your appetite in teaching. Watch your appetite in teaching. Watch your appetite. Uncontrolled appetite. Just don't even mention what you are learning. Because you know what? The people don't learn more.
Even the ones you are learning, you don't understand it. Amen. I told us. I don't expect anybody to be doing full love. I'll be telling people, now, do you know 3 John 1? Is prayer is the same thing as the common, same deficient faith. Amen. Amen.
You can even go there, use 3 John to pray for them for him. And you know, there are some because you are taught that you can, any verse in scripture can be used to do healing. You should know that now, hallelujah. Because once you found faith in the Lord, hallelujah. Right now, you'll be healed. But you must learn to be a good part. Me, what I did is that I avoid those places. Since I'm living, I try to avoid it. I don't know this. I don't get to have it in my teaching. Hallelujah.
Just avoid it totally. Totally.
Like 7 times, we say, okay,
Maybe I caused the very next episode. Teach it like this. Turn it like this. Do it like this. Do it like this. Can you get it? And I said, Madam, you know when they've gotten it.
You know?
Hallelujah. You know? I knew the first time I told you about Abel. Not about Abel, no. That was in 2019, so people didn't catch it. I didn't talk it again. I started beginning all that book. I knew it. You see how it will take. It, see, teaching is long suffering. Long suffering. You are teaching somebody how. You are teaching me. Actually, you're telling me not to do your teaching. What you want to do, you say, but don't get discouraged. Don't say, okay, what have I been saying? Be ready. Okay, I've been teaching you this in every time. What is your problem? No! It is long suffering. What are you hearing me? You just told the person yesterday, the person did exactly what you told him not to do in your teaching. I said, but I pray now. No. Long suffering. Hallelujah. You continue. Hallelujah. Amen. Even amongst all of us, there are some people who are filled. I need to see you in relationship. They did not know that I knew, and they went back and were doing the hide and seek relationship by the back. I just said, God, what's wrong with this one? I know. But I want to see it. You know, if you understand the way I work as your pastor, and a lot of things that I know, but I just keep quiet. Because I'll teach you. Sometimes I don't come for direct confrontation. Not that I may have to teach more. Increase the intensity. Anytime I thought of prayer, I thought this story as warfare, contending for the supernatural, I mean, contending for the faith. I thought it again in a CRC. Did you not know? I thought it again in CRC. I thought it again. I said, I'm still teaching prayer. The same thing, I'm teaching it. And they are meeting to pray. It's just two or three are gathered. It's just some few people that come. Some other people don't see them. I say, it's wrong. Why not teaching it? It's wrong suffering. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Long suffering. Today, you will see Timmy. Tomorrow, you will not see him. Next tomorrow, you will see HH group. I don't see him again for 2 months. Say, God, what is all this? I see these people contending. It's not that your authority is long, you know, but it shows you long suffering. How much more? The person that you just go see that you are teaching this person, and then look at you, yes. Some of you, for the things you are doing today. The things you are doing today, some prayer will do it to you. I want to do it to you. Don't say, why liar? Don't say, you see, you do it. Just the same way you were comforted by your pastor. Continue like that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father Shek was giving us an example. I don't want to use some personal people here. But let me use the one that is far off. Amen. An example about a brother who began to complain about indeed, a man in church was complaining about Solomon. I'm teaching him. Really? That is not even responding. And I've been an alien dead. But let me ask you, did you open up when you joined? I was teaching your life in Christ. I will teach week 1, week 2, week 3. That you were really reading one book. That the doctrine is not the book. I don't want to call it. It's different from what he's teaching. Anyway, what are the opposites? We look at him and say, you saw the way I persevered. One did you. You know, you are reaping what you sow. Or somebody that I was going to do so well for him. If I get to his house, I'll jump and run away. You know, come and tell me, recently I was asking him, explain to me now, he's online. Yeah. I'll call his name Jeff. Lynchy. I was asking him, Sir, look, I asked him about what are you doing? What is going on? He said, hey, how did you follow up? I was not laughing. What you were doing in your mother? You were jumping fence. You run and go and play ball, don't try for meeting, you go and be playing ball. Now you go to look for a disciple, you don't find them. I went there, I didn't see them, but I'm going again. You did somebody too. So the same way I disappeared, and today they passed on church. You need to do them like that. They too will become pastors too. So you must persevere. That's it, I left you. Maybe today, I'll be playing for this team, at the field. In all Nigerians, they will be still out of you. They will play me Kelobi. You see the progressive visa. So go and join. That's not the truth now. That's the truth. To say that you have a purpose in Christ. What have you seen in the place you have decided? If you easily give up, it's because you are not seeing the person in the work. And it shows you are not praying. Because when you are praying, you are seeing the person in the next 10 years. You are seeing the person in the next 20 years. And you know what? You're persevering. You're persevering. Doesn't matter. The person can't be stubborn. Can't die. The person can't be ready. What is wrong with you? I'm giving you the word you are saying. Remember, it's not in the church. So you have to persevere. Yeah. Oh, you persevere. Hallelujah. You persevere. Long suffering. Long is called long suffering over God. It's salvation. Long suffering. Look at God and the children of Israel. Moses talk. Moses began to do symbol. Okay, look at it like this. They left symbol. And again, they left the world and was never doing symbol. Moses, how do you want me to do it? Come on. Moses was ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He was persevered in building what you are saying. That takes me to the last. Takes me to the last point I want to show you. In persevering, don't easily give up. When people easily give up is why they complain about their members. Begin to complain. Begin to complain. Block it. You have easily given up. Make sure. See. You can become praying and your words will scatter everything you are praying. Your words and your prayer must align. In the place of prayer, what does you see? You know what I do? But I see things concerning people in the place of prayer, I write it down. Amen. Inform your words around what you say. What you are praying for them for. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to pray more. Pray again. Again and again. You keep praying for them. And ensure that your words are in line with your prayer. Your words are in line with your prayer. Your words are in line. Don't be praying and you are talking something else. I don't know what is even wrong with them. They have to know. They are making progress. You see it concerning your people. They are making progress. They are moving forward. They know God. Hallelujah. Come and hear me. Hallelujah. The light of God shines in their path. Sometimes you have to tell them, you know you are making progress. You have to say it to them. You know you are making progress. You know you are moving forward. You know you are understanding the more the things of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Even though in the natural, it doesn't look like it, but I saved it.
Why? Because you know what you are building. Hallelujah. Some of you, I told you years ago that you know you're going to preach the gospel. I'm not telling you to try to excite you. I'm telling you because that is what I've seen. That's what I'm building. Amen. For some of you, you've not even become pastors yet. But that's what I've seen ahead. And that is the building that is taking place. Teaching you the word. Amen. Taking the rigors of the work. Making sure that nothing gets your attention other than the word. What do you hear me? Hallelujah. So your words and your prayer was alive. Your words and your prayer. Don't gossip about your members. Don't gossip about your members in your family. No, don't. As a matter of principle, I don't discuss church at home. I don't. We don't show up. Unless Pastor Joy is online. She bears me witness to this. We don't show up discussion or, okay, let's just, we are just partners, right? Yeah. Let's just about, see, sometimes this is our just partners. That's the line people tell themselves when they are in the relationship. We say gist partner. They married, you see that there's no time for gist. When you have 10 bills to pay, then gist coffee, gist and me. It's because you are not paying. Let's gist. Let's have 10 minutes gist. Who do you want to gist about? Let's gist about Stada Kanaga. Kanaga Force. School captain in Kanaga Force. Talk about this. Where you should be promoted to the commando. Let's talk about that. No time for that. Amen. You shouldn't do this. Amen. Amen. Don't do that. Don't show up your members for gossip. No. The same way too. Don't show up your pastors for gossip. Don't. Hallelujah. Show up your pastors for gossip. Don't form a group of people. When you guys will now sit and I'll be talking about your pastor. I don't even like what that pastor is. When they do it for you, you will understand that he is not here. Kind of nonsense is that? Amen. That is tyranny. That is treason. And that is the nature and character of the devil. So don't. Hallelujah. Don't. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I end in this note. Know what you are building. What do you see your disciples in the next 5 years? I'm telling you, it's not a 5 years financial plan, no. But what do you see in them? What do you want them to be? It will show in how you are building. Show in how you are building. How you are building. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. No. You don't preach fair weather messages. No. You watch us in church. You don't preach based on what is happening in the society. I don't even see. I don't even know you. Hallelujah. I don't even pay attention to it. But teaching God's word. Hallelujah. Don't preach fair weather messages. Sometimes. And then be careful to answer yes or no questions when you are with disciples. Now ask the questions, is that in Bible? Is it this or this? Tell the person, If something you don't have an answer, say, I don't have the answer yet. Something you have the answer, say, see, I have the answer, but not today. Let me teach you this. This is what is important. That one will get to it with time. Hallelujah. Don't allow your disciples set the pace of that growth. You are the one to set the pace. Don't allow your disciples to tell you what to teach them. Amen. Amen. No, they don't. They shouldn't. Don't be pressured. Okay, hearing me. Don't be pressured. Don't be under unnecessary pressure. You see, don't be under unnecessary prayer. Don't be under prayer. Don't be under unnecessary pressure. Take your time. How many of you have asked me, sir? Even to yesterday, somebody asked me, he says, sir, what about eschatology? Eschatology of the scriptures. How many of you have asked me to teach about last days? You cannot pressure me. See, the present day we are teaching. How many of you have been here? Not the last days. Not the last days. The last hour. The last days I taught you. You see, as a new member, this is a new, I want the eschatons. The eschatons I'm teaching you now. What is the name of the rapture? Not the rapture. It's manual. Rapture. The only answer is rapture true or not. Now I will say yes or no. Don't know your pastor. You will come back. Let's hear the word. Matthew 28. You cannot pressure me if you don't know note. Amen. I will teach you that which you need to know for now. When we get to that bridge, we will always cross it. So allow anybody to push you. Amen. Even sometimes you might hear questions in church or hear some things in church, maybe as said, but they don't look at you and they say, what about this thing pastor say? What is this? They tell them calm down, you will get there. Hallelujah. You will get it now. What do you need for now? You are the pastor. Amen. You are the one to set the pace. Hallelujah. You are the leader. You are the worker that is in charge of them. And you set the pace. I trust that before end of the year, we will not just have, we will have a teaching guideline for new converts. I'm being careful not to release a book because I can't be pressured to also. Amen. But we'll have a guideline on what for new converts. Amen. Or I'll recommend books for all leaders, workers to have. I'll recommend that's better. I'll have some couple of books by Saints Community Church that I'll recommend. Hallelujah. How to effectively disciple people. Hallelujah. I'm serious. But we're going to be keen about it in the year 2024. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We want uniform growth. We want to grow steady. We want to grow steady because we know what we are building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Yes, we are.